Chapter 42, Spirituality. Spirituality means different things to different people. For some, it is religion. For others, it is a sense of connection to nature, the universe, humanity, or simply something greater than themselves. The point is not what you believe. The point is believing in something. A sense of higher purpose grounds you when life gets rough and humbles you when life is good. Find what spirituality means to you and let it steady your steps. I have yet to meet anyone who is truly at peace and happy with the person they are without also believing in some form of higher order that is greater than mankind. I am told there are happy atheists out there. I've just never met, heard, or read about one. And to be clear, I am not talking about organized religion. I am talking simply about spirituality. Another way of saying it would be to have faith. Faith, not labels. I remember seeing a movie many years ago called Oh God, with George Burns playing the role of God. The singer John Denver played an average guy selected by God to deliver a message to the world that people could be doing a better job at being human. Of course, no one believes him. To prove he is a fraud, religious leaders around the world assemble a list of questions for him to ask God the next time they meet. The questions are written in Sanskrit, an ancient language he doesn't understand, so he cannot cheat. When God reviews the list, the first question is, which religion is the closest to the real path of God? George Burns, as God, responds, I am not much into religion. I am more into faith. That one line has stayed with me ever since. It describes spirituality better than anything I have ever heard. Faith, trust, humility, gratitude. These are the qualities that shape a spiritual life, not labels, denominations, or doctrines. A higher order, whatever you choose to call it. Believing in something greater than yourself, whether you call it God, spirit, the universe, a higher power, source energy, or simply the mystery of life, is one of the common traits I see in truly happy people. Spirituality can be as simple as a deep, grateful breath first thing in the morning. I am above ground, and it is going to be a great day. Thank you. Does not need formal structure or rituals, unless those bring you comfort. For many, spirituality is quiet, private, personal. Others find connection through organized religion, community gatherings, or shared practices like meditation or prayer. There is no right or wrong path. And honestly, I do not think God, by whatever name you choose, cares which way you connect. What matters is that you do connect. The atheist who said, "Thank God I'm an atheist," once I heard an atheist say something that made me laugh out loud. It was in a heated debate with a very religious person who cited scripture and gave passionate arguments trying to convert him. After listening patiently for quite some time, the atheist finally leaned back, took a deep breath, and said, "Thank God I'm an atheist." That statement alone proves something important. Even people who reject religion often still lean into something beyond logic, even humorously. Whether they admit it or not, they often live by faith in some form, faith in people, in science, in reason, in justice, or simply in life unfolding. Church, heart, and soul. I go to church every day, but not the kind with pews and hymn books. The church I attend is in my heart, my mind, and my soul. It is the place where I try to practice gratitude, humility, kindness, and compassion. I do my best to live the golden rule, do unto others as you would have them do unto you, and to be grateful for the blessings I have in my life. Being spiritual can be experienced with a group of like-minded people, within an organized faith or tradition, outdoors in nature, in quiet moments alone, through acts of kindness, in meditation, prayer, or reflection, or simply by living with gratitude. It is not where you go that makes you spiritual. It is how you live. Why spirituality matters for happiness. Spirituality gives you several gifts that are invaluable for happiness. 1. A sense of belonging. Feeling connected to something larger than yourself shrinks your worries and expands your perspective. 2. A sense of purpose. Spirituality often inspires people to live with clearer intentions, deeper values, and more meaning. 3. Strength during hardship. Faith, whatever form it takes, helps people weather storms, loss, grief, and uncertainty with more resilience. 4. Humility during success. A spiritual mindset keeps you grounded when things go well and reminds you to stay grateful, not arrogant. 5. Peace of mind. There is a comfort that comes from believing life has an order, a flow, or a purpose beyond what you can see. Finding your own path. there is no universal spiritual roadmap. You get to choose the version that fits you. What matters is finding something that helps you grow and anchors your heart. You might explore gratitude journaling, prayer or meditation, reading uplifting books, attending spiritual gatherings, getting out into nature, studying philosophy, talking with spiritual mentors, volunteering or helping others. Spirituality is a lifelong journey, not a destination. A simple spiritual practice. Here is one small, powerful way to invite spirituality into your daily life. Each morning, say something grateful aloud, even if it is just one sentence. I am alive, I am grateful, and today is going to be a good day. Then take one slow breath with intention. Do this every day, and notice how your mindset, your stress level, and your sense of connection begin to shift. Final thoughts. Spirituality is not about rules, labels, or belonging to the right group. It is about connection, meaning, gratitude, and humility. It is about believing in something greater than yourself that gives your life shape, comfort, and purpose. Whatever name you use and whatever path you follow is perfectly fine. What matters is having faith in something that helps you become the best, happiest, and most grounded version of yourself. Your spirit is your compass. Keep it celebrated, keep it grateful, and keep it open.